Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. A new person of interest has now been named after the unsolved murder of a 26-year-old in Yuma. Officials say the case is still under investigation. Read more about the crime on our website. The wildfire that has been burning south of Prescott has been burning more than 6,400 acres. Officials say the fire is only 16% containment. That's a decrease from the previous reports. More about the fire, YumaDailyNews.com. Governor Ducey signed bills that are banning mask and vaccine mandates for school districts and governments. One of the bills say children should never wear the mask again. Learn more about the two bills, YumaDailyNews.com. One of the three Republican candidates for the Maricopa County Attorney's Office has pulled out of the race. The winner will face Democrat Julie Gunnigill in November. Read who pulled out of the race on our website. An Arizona college has been placed among top 0.47% of world universities in a new ranking. The ranking is out of 20,000 colleges across the world. Read the story, YumaDailyNews.com. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale. I'm the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Well, that's because we taped a show.
I know we did. Yeah, I know. But that's sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
so I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
It does. It's kind of good, though, because every once in a while I get to walk into the shop during the day job at 8 o'clock and they go, oh, my God, what are you doing here? Yeah. Aren't you on the air? You know, no.
Well, Russ, this morning we have a very special guest.
A special?
Yes, this is Stacy Melton, and she's with Addipax. She's actually the founder of Addipax.
Oh, she's the founder.
She's the founder of Addipax.
All right.
Okay, so Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Get closer to that mic. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
It's okay. I don't bite. He does, but we've got a soundboard between you. It's okay.
Right. I'm protected.
So tell me about Addipax.
Addipax was an organization started in February of 2020 when my daughter, who was Addison Tams, who was almost 12, passed away suddenly. She was born with a congenital heart defect in 2008 and had 7 open heart surgeries and many other hospitalizations. So we spent a lot of time up in the hospital in Phoenix suddenly, or we'd have to get air vac'd every once in a while. So we started Addipax to kind of provide comfort and needs to people who have to suddenly leave Yuma or be air vac'd. So it just has some comfort items and some resources for places in Phoenix.
So what exactly is an Addipax?
It's a backpack. Well, she used to call them pack backs.
Oh, how cute.
But it has her signature on the front of it. And inside it has a blanket, mm-hmm. a stuffed bear, a water bottle, a Walmart gift card, some hotel information, playing cards, hygiene products, stuff that you don't think that you need as you're going up to Phoenix or mm-hmm. going away suddenly. So when she was born, she was air vac'd up there at 10 days old, and we couldn't fly with her. So we drove up there with nothing. Luckily, Mervyn's was going out of business, so we could get a bunch of clothes at a reasonable price back then. But
it probably wasn't top of mind at
the
time.
So you really don't know what's going on or what to expect. So just some things to provide comfort to people.
And so to me, it's kind of like things that you wish you had.
Yes.
Like your to-go pack, kind of like, you know, before you have a baby, you've already got your hospital bag all packed. You've
exactly.
done the packing for them.
Like yes. maybe a toothbrush or something?
Toothbrush, deodorant, razors, yeah. shampoo and conditioner, all those things that they don't provide in the hospital.
Well, and it's not going to be top of mind at that particular moment in time. You've got a lot bigger worries at the time.
Exactly.
And so you started Addipax. When did you start it exactly?
We started it about, we came up with it around her funeral time, so around the end of February.
Oh, that quick.
Yeah. So Instead of donations, she wanted, her favorite movie was Zootopia, so she wanted to be a police officer when she grew up to make the world a better place. So we started to think of different things that we could do to make the world a better place in her honor.
And like Officer Hops?
Judy Hops, yep.
Judy Hops.
She was going to be Judy Hops.
You know Utopia.
Zootopia.
Yes. Zootopia.
Well, Russ, it's a Disney movie. So that did it.
I got a 4-year-old granddaughter. It was a chance for me.
Okay, there's a chance.
It's one of the good ones.
It is one of the good ones.
I'm going to watch that.
And so how long did it take you to get it started? And what has it done for you?
Well, the initial started pretty quickly, but then we had a global pandemic that lasted about 2 years.
Exactly.
So it was really hard to get it in and out of hospitals and get them distributed and do any kind of fundraising events for it because there was just no access and there was a pandemic. So yeah, she passed away in February and then I think the world kind of shut down in the middle of March. So it's just starting. We've just started. We house them at the CRS clinic here and at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken a few up to Phoenix, but they're just starting to take off and they're giving them out quite more because they weren't doing elective type surgeries back
those times. Right,
so now that more kids are coming in, so they're seeing more and they're being dispersed more. So
have you seen a huge need for them?
We have seen a pretty huge need for them. I think now that people are becoming more aware of them,
right,
that they know that they're an option. So I think we still need to get them out and in different places so there's more awareness. So that's part of why we're starting to do some events. So,
right. Because I'm thinking, when my son was small, I lived outside of Phoenix. So Phoenix Children's Hospital that's actually where he went for his regular checkups. It was readily available to me. Explain to me, I don't know what it's like to live in I live in a more rural area now where we have YRMC, but, and I know that people get sent up to Phoenix. Explain to me what the difference is.
To be up there my son was 18 months old when she first went up to the hospital. So we had a toddler that was with us. So just finding that kind of, there is the Ronald McDonald House, but.
I mean, how old's a toddler now?
He's almost 16.
Oh, so it's been a while.
It's been a while, yes. She was born in 2008.
Okay.
So she spent 307 days of her first year of life up in the hospital.
Wow.
So just finding, I think we lived in a trailer by the Metro Center for a while, just finding different places where you could actually be a parent to your other child. And he slept in the bathroom on the shower floor many times. We'd walk around in strollers.
But that's character building.
Exactly.
How did you work?
I didn't work.
How did you function?
Yeah, we didn't work, and my mom and mother-in-law would take turns coming up to help with my son. So,
what is your goal with this Addipack then? And you want to help people.
We want to help people. We want to spread awareness. Mostly just help people and find that need, whatever they might need for.
And how do they know about it? Where do you promote or is that something that the hospital's aware of or something?
We have a Facebook page, Addipax on Facebook, and then we have a website, addipax.org. So that has all.
Spell Addipax for me because I'm Googling Addipax and I get some saline solution.
ADDIEPACKS.org.
And it's really cute because their logo Addie is actually her handwriting.
It's her signature, and so that's on the backpacks. That's on everything that we put out. So,
you've turned it into a big enterprise.
We're trying.
That's got to take a lot of your time now, too. I mean, is it a business? Is it a?
It's a nonprofit. It is. Probably my ultimate goal would be to do more with it and expand it and make it a more of a nonprofit, more statewide, more just to help as many people as we can with that outreach. So our website does have a contact form. So there's sponsorship forms on there. There's contact forms if you want help or if you know someone that needs help. So all of those are listed on our website.
So that was going to be my next question. Like, if I wanted to help, do you take donations of items? Do you take donations of money? Do you take...
We'll take donations of anything. We try to keep it all kind of consistent with the PACs.
Of course.
We also have a partnership with Ronald McDonald House, which they always need stuff like batteries and peanut butter and those kind of things for families that are up there, staying up there. So
I didn't even think about batteries. Phone chargers, maybe.
Phone chargers, yeah. Batteries, peanut butter, cereal, those kind of things, any of those non-perishable. Those are the things that they're needing. And then the Addy Packs, we've done a couple times. People have needed hotel, to stay a couple nights in a hotel, so we provided them that money. So hospitalization, and then special needs. She was a special needs child, so she went through McGraw School and Woodard School in the special needs program. So trying to help awareness of special needs as well.
So it's not only about the Addy Packs. I mean, you'll provide other services, you know, as I'm sure as finances allow. We're a new nonprofit. It's a startup.
Yes.
I mean, yes, you started in 2020, but as you mentioned, with the pandemic, things have probably been delayed a little bit. And so you'll provide other services provided finances allow it for people who need it.
Exactly. Yes.
You need to take a break, by the way.
Okay. Well, then
you know,
I
just
guess
in case you didn't
take
know.
A break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Some slightly cooler weather here the next couple of days. Still plenty of sunshine and plenty of warmth. 93 the high this afternoon, near 60 tonight. 90 the high tomorrow. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Have a favorite photo of you and your mom? Then enter it in the 560 KBLU and 24 Karat Jewelers I Love My Mom the Most photo contest. Simply go to 560 KBLU's Facebook page and post your favorite mom photo. It's that simple. Winner of the $250 24 Karat Jewelers gift certificate will be selected at random from all entries made across El Dorado Broadcaster's three Yuma radio stations' Facebook pages. It's the I Love My Mom the Most photo contest, brought to you by 24 Karat Jewelers and 560 KBLU.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, Russ hasn't left the studio yet. Good morning, Russ.
Yeah, good morning. I've been here since, I got here late today.
Oh, so you know, what?
Because I'm babysitting.
So 5 instead of 4:30?
Actually, it was almost 6. It was 5:45.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to wake the little munchkin up too early.
Where is she? Sometimes she's asleep on the floor here in the studio with
us. Well, she goes to school at 7:30. She has to be at civil school.
Okay.
So my business partner picks her up.
Got it. Okay.
Takes her over there. And then I have my secretary pick her up from school. And then I say, I took care of her all day.
Alrighty then.
You see how that comes together?
I see how a plan came together.
How that works?
So, well, we have Stacy Melton in the studio, and we are talking about Addy Packs. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so, you know, we've talked about Addy Packs, and as we mentioned, you do a lot of things besides just the backpacks. And so one of those things has to do with an event that you have coming up, correct?
Events?
She does. So what is this event?
It's called the Walk for Addy. It will be on Saturday, May 7th at Smucker's Park. And we have put it together to walk to raise awareness for congenital heart defects, as well as she was a student at McGraw Elementary School. And we're hoping to build an adaptive play structure on their playground for students with special needs or have difficulty accessing regular playground equipment.
So could she not play on regular playground equipment?
She had trouble. She was short and had some physical needs. She could climb, but just not your typical She couldn't get on a big slide and slide down. So
right, okay.
And there are two self-contained classes at McGraw, so special education, that have kids with special needs. So just making a safer environment for them. And even kindergarten kids and little kids that have trouble with the old metal slides mm-hmm. and stuff to be able to access.
And so just out of curiosity, I mean, I hadn't really thought about adaptive playground equipment. I'm assuming, is it more expensive than typical playground equipment?
It is more expensive, and in general, putting playground equipment in a school is expensive because of all the permits and footing, and you have to make sure it's safe for everybody.
All the safety issues.
So in general, just putting up playground equipment is expensive. So it is quite an expensive endeavor. So this is just our first shot at trying to get some funding towards it. So we are having a walk.
Amazing.
You can register. Yes, you can register at addypacks.org, or you can register the day of.
How much does it cost?
It's $35 for an individual and $100 for a family of four.
And so are you doing any other fundraising while you're there, or is it just the registration fees? How exactly is it going to work?
It'll be the registration fees, and we will have a table with some merchandise, some Addypacks merchandise available, and some more information and an actual Addypack there to look at the contents of that and help that cause as well. So trying to put it all together.
So, and so I love the reason that you've got like there, this is why you're walking. And so can we talk a minute about congenital heart defects? Okay. They're way more common than people realize. I think I was looking at your website and how common are they?
There are one of the most common birth defects, but the most underfunded and the most under-acknowledged. So,
and that would be heart defects or the most?
Congenital heart defects.
Really?
So the statistics used to be 1 in 100 kids born with it. I think it's even a little bit more now. So it is a very common problem. Mm-hmm. It's a very common problem that impacts Yuma kids. We saw quite a few Yuma families and met quite a few Yuma families up in Phoenix.
Really?
So there's quite a few Yuma kids, and we will be acknowledging them at our walk too. We have signs with kind of pictures of where they are now and their favorite quotes. So we met. It is a very common problem. So.
And I realize, I mean, I know you're not a doctor or whatever, but do they tend to run in families? I mean, just because I'm asking, because I have them in my family. And I'm kind of wondering if it's just so common that probably everybody has it in their family, or if it's...
They really, back when she was born, they really didn't know the cause of it. It runs from just having a hole in your heart. What she had was called hypoplastic left heart and Schoen's complex. So she had 5 different deformities. She didn't have a left ventricle. Mm-hmm. So they had to re-plumb her right ventricle to do the work for both parts. So she had a very small heart. So... that's the more extreme side of it and sometimes can lead to transplants and that kind of thing. She also had, because she had a little bit of a left ventricle, she had a lot of high pressures in her hearts. So that made her not a candidate for transplant. So, but her heart was fine when she passed away. So it wasn't, she didn't pass away to my knowledge of a heart defect.
Got it. Okay. Because it said on the website it was unexpected.
It was unexpected. She got sick on a Saturday night and then passed away the following Saturday morning. And part of the reason for this is we were on the way to Phoenix to go to the hospital because that's who could care for her there.
So they were able to correct the heart defect surgically?
They corrected it. Her oxygen saturations lived about the mid-70s for most of her life, so she was
ooh,
pretty blue.
Boy, yeah, that's
pretty, yeah, but that would be... she got along pretty well. She had some delays, some physical delays. She would act sometimes like her delays were more than they actually were because she was pretty stubborn. But
aren't we all?
I think she could do a lot more. She had good cognition, but just those fine motor skills, and her speech was, she started speaking a lot later. But
okay.
In general, she ran a healthy life. She liked to travel, so we traveled quite a bit, and we did a lot of things. So.
Where was her favorite travel place?
She loved Hawaii.
Hawaii.
She went to Hawaii 4 times. So.
Wow. 4 times.
No one takes
she was 12, right?
Right.
Almost 12. Yeah. I'm like, I want to go to Hawaii four times, but I don't think I made it at all as a kid.
Right. And then her 15th birthday, she wanted to go to Paris. Okay. Her and I were going to go to Paris and take a best friend's trip to Paris. So that's our goal. That's next year. So
I was just
going
to say, so are you going to go to Paris?
I hope so. And then
I hope so, too.
At 18, we're supposed to get matching dolphin tattoos. So that's a whole other.
So you're going to have to get two.
She had plans. I don't need two.
I'm telling you, you have to get two because it's matching dolphin tattoos. You have to have one on like one ankle and one on the other ankle or something so that they match, right?
Exactly.
I'm like, you know what? It's. I love that idea. I love the fact that she had plans. And so you can kind of keep those plans for her as best you can. That's kind of, you know, if there's any consolation, which I'm not sure there is, but if there is, that's I would think that would help keep you going.
It does. It helps to keep her memory alive. She loved her schools. She loved her teachers. She loved her doctors. Mm-hmm. So anything that we can do in those areas helps us to feel better and make sure that we're carrying on what she would want her legacy to be.
Exactly. And so tell me more about, like, she went to McGraw School, right?
She did.
And so I actually, in a former life, was a special ed teacher. Notice I say a former life because it's been a really long time ago. And so what do they do with special needs kids there?
They have two classes that are self-contained. So they're in there for the majority of the day. They're smaller classes and they get access to their curriculum at their level, and then they're pushed to their gen ed classes as often as they can be based on their mood that day or their ability level, just to get that exposure. So that's their program that they have at McGraw. So, and similar, she started sixth grade at Woodard. She passed away as a sixth grader. So same thing there. She was with her class, was a little more protected. And I don't know, the way I've heard, she kind of just walked in around the campus the other times a day at McGraw because teachers now would say she would stop by my room and just wave, and I'm like, oh, all right. So apparently it was social hours sometimes.
But,
right, she was very popular. You'd go to family nights and they're like, you're Addie's mom.
Oh no.
So it was a really good, I appreciate McGraw a lot for that because it gave that acceptance. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't a burden to them. She was someone who they learned from and learned compassion from. So that's what I really appreciate about the special ed program at McGraw and why I want to see this as a success, because it was truly, you could truly tell that her teachers cared and strive for the best, and every student there knew who she was and was impacted by her. So, I mean, even all over, her funeral had close to 600 people at it. So
Wow. She
was impacted the community well. So
that's amazing. That has to make you feel good as a mom.
It does.
I mean, it just seems like something that, you know, you'd be exceptionally proud of.
Yes. I don't intend to have 600 people at my funeral. I don't think I know 600 people, so that's pretty epic.
Well, I definitely will. I just want to make sure I'm gone, you know.
That's probably true.
Check. Yeah, we need to make sure.
Well, in the few minutes we have, so the walk is coming up again. I want to be sure we talk about it a little bit more on May 7th.
May 7th, yeah.
How do I register if I want to do it?
If you go to addiepax.org, there's a registration tab at the top for events, and you can register online there, or you can register the day of, starting at 7 a.m.
So set my alarm early. No, I'm just kidding. And $35 for adults, $25 for children, $100 for a family.
A family of four, yes.
Family of four. Children, is there a certain age that you're counting as a
under child? 18 or under.
Under 18?
Under 18. Seeing,
under 18, yeah.
18's Got fine it. Too, whatever.
I'm like, I'm just, you don't care. We just want to raise the funds.
We just want awareness and raise the funds and raise awareness for AddiePax, yes.
And so site registration I'm seeing is at 7. The walk is actually...
starts at 8. We'll have Foothill Zumba doing Zumba starting at 7:30. So
okay,
no.
So we can warm up before we walk.
No Zumba.
No.
And so, how far are we walking?
Just, it's very casual. So
she was
a casual walker. There's no, and you're walking a couple laps, and then there'll be a tribute starting at 10:30, a release of some sort to honor her. So,
and a tribute to her. Tribute to
a tribute to her.
Okay.
So we're still finalizing the details of that.
Okay, so we don't have all those, no. all those yet, but
a surprise tribute at 10:30.
A surprise tribute, and I'm assuming if I don't want to walk, you'll still take donations.
Definitely, yes.
Can I do that through the event portal too, or is there a donation tab like on your Facebook?
There's a donation tab on Facebook, and there's a donation page tab on every website page as well.
Perfect. Well, I think you're doing amazing, just so you know.
Thank you.
I mean, we kind of talked a little bit before the show and you know, talked about, you know, I can see how this would give you purpose. She sounds like a tremendous little girl. I wish I would have known her.
Thank you.
And so anything else you want to say before, because I know we're getting close to time for a break? Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We will be back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Our veteran-owned dealership.
Sir, yes, sir!
Yes, you heard right. Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma are veteran-owned by a U.S. Marine Corps sergeant who proudly served our country. If you're looking for a car, only think of Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma, and please allow them the opportunity to earn your business. Visit them today and check out their great inventory of cars. Bad credit, no problem. They accept all applications. Do you want huge dollars for your trade-in?
Yes, sir!
Your car has never been worth more than today, and at Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma, they will give you big cash. Visit Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma today, or shop online. HyundaiofYuma.com and KiaofYuma.com.
Kia of Yuma, a proud veteran-owned dealership.
Hoorah!
Hyundai of Yuma, a proud veteran-owned dealership.
Hoorah!
The largest online retailer in the world, Amazon.com, relies on this radio station to drive online sales. But do they know that others don't? They know they need mass reach to move products, and they know they can find it with the power of this radio station. Online search is fueled, on average, 29% better with radio than when left to its own devices. Learn how to harness the massive reach of radio for your business. Go to YumaAdvertising.com, where you can begin to take charge of your business success today at YumaAdvertising.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to our show this morning, I do have a few announcements. We had Russ is, of course, still in the studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
We had an amazing, amazing race on Friday.
Amazing?
We had an amazing, amazing race on Friday. Everybody had so much fun. Congratulations to AWC, who won.
Well, they cheated.
They did not cheat.
Sure.
They did not cheat. Although I have to tell you, I knew they had won, and they came up to me after the race and asked, did we win? But before I was making the announcement, I said, like, I can't tell you yet, but what I can tell you, you had a really great time until I had to give you that 50-minute penalty. Now, most of the team knew me well enough to know that I was completely joking, but we had one person on the team that she's like, what? Now, they did not have any penalties. We only had one team get a penalty, and it was by choice, so they chose to skip a challenge, and so that's okay. That's part of the strategy of the race. But it was a really great time. Everybody had a lot of fun. I think all the challenge locations had fun, and all of the teams I know had fun. We've got a lot of photos. Check out our Facebook page if you want to see all the photos from the amazing race and what it's all about. And so now we are back to our regular programming. Every second Thursday of the month, we have Good Morning Yuma at 6:30 in the morning. And then every fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our member mixers. The newest thing is that provided we have space available, we are no longer requiring pre-registration. We are encouraging it. We give a discount for it, and it does reserve your space at it, but we are not requiring it. So if we still have space available, you can even come up like tonight, there's a mixer tonight at Rolls and Bowls in San Luis. As long as there's space available, you can pay at the door and come on in. So trying to make it as easy for everybody as possible to attend. We want all the members to be able to take advantage of this. So be sure to check out Good Morning Yuma and Member Mixers for the next couple of months. July will be dark. And then we'll be back in August with all of our those events, plus all of our big events again, including our expo this fall, which will be Halloween weekend this year. And so we're going to have a lot of trick-or-treat themed stuff. So a lot of stuff coming up at the Chamber. Check us out, yumachamber.org. And so now we're going to get back to the program, and we are shifting gears because now we have in the studio with us Lacey Moslemi from Emerald Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So one of the things that, you know, I get the Emerald Springs newsletter and information from Emerald Springs all the time, which is really great. And you guys have a lot of cool events going on there.
We try to. Yeah.
It does seem like it. And so I know that there's one coming up, Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. We have a food truck coming. We're going to serve margaritas and sangria and just hang out and network.
Margaritas and sangria.
Yes.
So Russ, did you hear that?
Yeah, I need assisted living.
You need assisted living.
Well, this is for professionals, but if you do need assisted living, I am the one to talk to.
Okay.
You need assisted something. I'm just not sure that that's it.
Count me in.
But this is for the public.
Yes.
That's what, I'm like, yes, okay. I mean, the residents, can they come?
Oh, yeah, they'll show up.
I would assume as much.
Yeah.
So why do you do events for like this, for professionals to come?
Well, the more people I get in my door, the more people who know about us.
Of course.
So then if you like what you see, you enjoy being there. Then if you have someone who needs assisted living, you're probably going to refer them to me.
Perfect.
So that's why we do it. Also, we really like to hang out with the community.
I mean, and you know what? And a lot of times hanging out with the residents is a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why I do this job. It's fun every day.
So what is your position there?
I am the director of sales and marketing, so I get to be the fun one.
Okay.
I get to give people tours, hang out with the residents.
Oh, so no responsibility. That's good. I want that job.
You know, just census. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
No responsibility. I love that. That's my kind of a job.
Yeah, no, I get to really be the fun one and hang out with all the residents and the prospective residents, so I get to have a really good time.
And so who plans the things like Cinco de Mayo? Is that you two?
Mark and I plan them together. Mark is better at it. I'm not going to lie. So,
okay. Well, for those of you that don't, Mark is in the studio with us, too. He doesn't have a microphone, but Mark is one of our ambassadors. So I know he likes to have fun. I see him on a regular basis.
Yes. He's very good at planning events.
He is very good at planning events and helping out with events, too.
Yes.
Yes. That's great. So the Cinco de Mayo, from 4 to 6 on Cinco de Mayo, of course. Food truck, I mean, is there a cost to it?
No, it's completely free. Just come in, network, hang out. You'll get to meet some of my residents because they always come up to you. So.
And can you play, will you have tours? Can we play 20 questions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I love doing this. I'm hoping someone's going to want a tour.
Only 20?
Well, some tells me for assisted living I'd have more than 20, but...
Yeah.
You know, as many as you have, I'm willing to answer. So
my big question right now is, I guess I kind of always pictured assisted living. You know, my parents are getting older. I've met them.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure. I know. I'm like, let's don't tell them I'm talking about this. Okay. We'll keep this between us and all the listeners. So how expensive is it?
Well, that really depends on what apartment you want and what level of care you are, right?
Okay.
For Emerald Springs, we start out as independent. We have independent, assisted living, and memory care. So you really get to age in place. So it depends on what point in your life you come into the community. And that depends on how much it's actually going to cost you.
So like my parents, right, they're very independent. I mean, my parents still live at home. You know, they have their house or whatever. They just drove up.
Are they even looking to move?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're trying to plan it right now.
No, I mean, my dad's 87. I'd like for him to.
Well, yeah.
To move.
Is he independent?
And I gave him some suggestions. He gave me some back.
I bet he did.
I can't repeat any of them on air.
No, but I mean, I can see my parents, because my parents, we kind of were talking about like different communities and things for
but
them.
There's a misunderstanding of what assisted living is.
Well, that's why I said, because they're still independent.
And he's stuck in a time when I used to see Great Grandma Hocamp at an old folks home.
Well, those are different.
You know,
yes,
that was
those are different.
Totally different.
Yeah, because
but
she's...
But that's still his vision.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they need to come in and tour with me.
Yeah, good luck with that. No, I agree. I absolutely think they're wonderful. And I have a lot of history with Emerald Springs. I've been in there many, many times. And I was there while they were building the memory care.
Oh, wow, okay.
And all that. You know, and Julie Hildebrandt, if you remember the name at all. And,
yes.
A good friend of mine. And I worked with them. In fact, I did some advertising, some marketing for Emerald Springs, but I really like the place. It's a nice facility. It's a nice feeling. It's a nice atmosphere, and it's more than an apartment complex. Because an apartment complex, you don't really get together. It's somewhere between a cruise ship and an apartment complex.
Well, see, and
that's true.
And I like that you made that analogy, because that's what I'm seeing too. Is somewhere, and so that's why I'm asking about my parents, because one of the things that they're talking about is they would like less responsibility now. But then with less responsibility, well, yeah, oh, dear. You know, but they still own their own home. So they still have to do the maintenance and all the upkeep and everything.
Prices are up, it's easy to sell.
My dad gets bored easy.
And that's why we have activities in our life enrichment department to keep you from getting bored and really to foster a community within our community.
And so tell me what kind of fun I can have at Emerald Springs.
Well, this morning they're going to do sit and be fit. Oh, every Thursday we have a happy hour. And it's not like, you know, we give you soda and snacks. I mean, it's like a happy hour.
Like we serve beer and wine and cocktails. Like I remember from college, happy hour?
Okay. Yeah, a little less crazy than college.
Probably a little bit earlier in the day, too.
Yeah, it starts at about 3. We have our happy hour, and then we have dinner. So everyone gets to bed safe.
I'm like, I don't know about you, but my parents turn into pumpkins about 8:30 p.m.
Yes. Yeah. I turn into a pumpkin about 8:30 p.m. So.
Okay, to be fair, I might make it to 9. So, to be fair, you're right. As I said, it might be a little bit earlier than my college days.
Better hope they're not listening, is what I'm saying.
They listen, actually.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. They know.
Well, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Pumpkin.
Exactly. You know what? I mean, because, you know, they stayed with me all winter.
Mm. Oh, did they?
They lived with me from January to April because they have not left the cold tundra yet of up north for the rest of the year. So,
yeah.
And so I happen to know Jeopardy. We would watch Jeopardy and it from 7:30 until 8 p.m. And then at 8 o'clock, it didn't matter what we were doing. Dad was like, okay, ready to go. And they'd go back into their area of the house, like back into their bedroom. And I don't think they went to sleep yet, but they like, that was it. Day was over.
They were gone.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Good night.
But you also have activities off campus. I know that you run buses occasionally. You've gone to Vegas before. You still do those occasionally to Vegas?
No, but I didn't know we could do that.
Oh, you probably can. Somebody down by does it. But you run things into town, into the...
Yes.
And you'll go to shopping, going to the mall.
We take them shopping. We took them to the rodeo. We took them to the fair.
So they're not... Okay. Yeah, they're not immobile.
No, we have a lunch bus every month, so we take them out to a local restaurant here to have lunch. So there's still plenty of them who are pretty mobile and can get around and do things on their own.
And some of your, I mean, a lot of your people there still have cars, too.
Yes.
You don't lose all of that.
No.
Right. You don't lose, well, because you said independent living. I assume that they were still independent.
Yeah. But even those that we have who live with us and they have assisted living.
Care?
They still drive, they still go out, they still do things.
Yeah. And then it's become more like the apartment complex at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they just live in a nice place.
Exactly. And then they have some sweet people who come and check on them every few hours and make sure they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they still live mostly independently.
I'm like, I want to
move. They just
in.
Get a little bit of help and we do all the cooking, we do the cleaning.
It's actually a nice place.
I'm like, I'm familiar.
And
I'm just like, I want somebody to do my cooking and cleaning.
Me too.
And then when, you know, with memory care is a whole different deal.
Oh, yes. Memory care is completely different.
Because, you know, some people just, every day you make new friends because they didn't remember they knew you, and that's sad in a lot of cases. But
we try to make it not sad for the resident and their families.
Right.
Of course, it's hard for them.
Sure.
When mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, you know, don't necessarily remember who you are each time they visit.
Of course.
And amazingly, you decorate that with very old decorations, old, because people with memory problems, usually it's current memories. Old memories are still more readily available.
Yes.
So they may remember Vietnam or World War II eras, but maybe not remember yesterday.
Exactly. They'll talk about, like, you know, way back in the day that they can still clearly remember everything that happened. It's just they probably don't remember what they had for breakfast.
Right.
So. Right.
Kind of like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
but that was an interesting way to, you know, it just shows the steps to make them, to make their lives fruitful, enjoyable, and connected.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they still need those connections. And memory care is actually my favorite place in the building.
Okay.
Like, I love being in there.
Because you can't get out. You know, you're in.
Oh, I know that.
I know the code, so I can get out.
Like, my uncle had Alzheimer's, so I know, I understand the challenges, but I'm like,
And they're just so much fun.
Yeah.
A lot of people are scared of memory care. They're scared of the idea of memory care.
Really?
But I have a great time in there. We play games, we watch TV together, we sing. Just walking through there, they're so excited to see you every time you walk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
I just really enjoy that population.
And they're aware that there's memory issues, but it's not the negative you would think it would be at some point. You know,
no.
My dad's 87 and going through some memory issues, and I know, and it freaks my brothers out and sister, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm like, why?
We're all going to go through memory issues. That's getting older.
Well,
there's
old age
memory, and then there's times when you need memory care. Regular old age forgetfulness, we don't put you in memory care.
Right.
For that, right? That's not where you go.
I really think that's where my dad is, but they assume that, oh, let's lock him up and take his money.
Oh, no.
No.
And even when you come live in our memory care neighborhood.
See, now is your family listening? All of our dirty laundry is coming out this morning.
Exactly. But even if you come and live in our memory care neighborhood, we still bring you out to the assisted living and independent side. We still bring you to the activities over there. We have residents who may live in memory care, but they eat in the ALIL dining room.
Okay. Well, they still want to have fun.
Yeah. So it's not like they're locked in there. They still come out.
No, and you don't. They don't throw you in there if you forget where your keys are, because we'd all be there.
That's good, because I would be there. I would have been there years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not it.
No, thank goodness.
Hey, you need to take a break.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Upgrade your ride at Bill Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi. We have hundreds of top quality new and used vehicles fully stocked on the lot for our biggest ever reprocessed event. Choose your dream vehicle from the best manufacturers in the nation, all priced well below NADA value. Local banks have agreed to help buyers finance regardless of past credit history. For the best prices and inventory, visit us at Bill Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi, 1350 West 32nd Street in Yuma. Just hurry. The sale will end on April 30th.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Again, I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark, who he's giving me a thumbs up because he's busy.
I was away from the mic. I was looking for something.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, disrupt me.
I was saying, did you, like, not your keys, hopefully. Lacey, he may be needing that memory care before you know it.
I have a card on me. I'll give it to you.
Okay. And, we have, and of course, we have Lacey Muslimi from Emerald Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a lot of fun in the studio.
It
in
is case fun. You,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we like to not take life too seriously.
Yeah, I was super nervous. And now I'm like, oh, this isn't bad.
This isn't bad. I like that. So, Russ, we've made it from super nervous to this isn't bad. It's not good yet, but we got 15
it's
more
good.
Minutes.
It's good.
We can get to bad quickly.
We can push it.
No, we're good. We're good.
So, what other public events do you have? Because, I mean, it sounds like I want to come party with you guys.
Well, we do that every month with other professionals. And
okay.
then we also do things for our residents and prospective residents. We're going to have a lunch and learn on May 19th about scam preventions.
Oh, that's a big thing.
Yeah, because right now we have a lot of our current residents and our prospective residents who are being targeted by these scams, either the sweetheart scams or the scams where they pretend that you're...
What sweetheart scams? What are those?
Well, that's when they target, like, an older person, and it's basically, like, when they're trying to make you fall in love with them so that you can give them money.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, go to the lunch and learn.
Mark is back here going, well, go to the lunch and learn, and you'll learn what it
There's
is.
There's going
to
be a whole professional
Valid
up there
point.
Talking about
Valid
it.
Valid point.
Yes.
And so what other... I mean... Because, I mean, there's a lot of scams
yes.
aimed towards, you know, older people.
Especially our senior population is who they
yes.
really aim for. Yeah. So we're going to have a presenter, John Hessinger.
Yeah, John.
And
yep.
he's going to come and do a whole presentation on May 19th.
Okay.
And then every month we have a different event aimed towards professionals and then a different event for our current residents and prospective residents. And so those are our two for May. Right now we're working on what we're going to come up with for June.
But it'll be fun.
Oh, it's always fun.
I got that.
It's always fun. We always have food and drinks and a great time.
So it was last month's?
Last month we did VA benefits and Yard Games 2020, too.
Yard Games 2020. I missed Yard Games 2022.
Yes.
Okay, what kind of yard games do we play?
We had giant Jenga. We had
lawn darts.
You ever
those
lawn
are, those
darts?
Aren't legal anymore.
What do you mean they're not legal?
They're not legal. We
like
still
my,
play those.
It's
my favorite lawn darts.
I'm like they are, but they're really hard to find because
well, I don't think you can find
safety
them
things.
Yeah.
yeah.
They were like throwing weapons.
Yeah, it's not a matter of not being legal. I'm like, I misspoke. But they're just hard to find because of the safety
It's like horseshoes
stuff.
That are pointy.
Right. horseshoes that aren't rubberized
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah.
They're all rubberized. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
no,
we hijacked
it's a wonder
your
we
long
lived
game.
As kids, but I'm trying that memory thing. I want to go back to kids. Lawn darts.
Lawn dart. There we go.
We'll get some. Not
cornhole?
For memory care. We did play cornhole.
I love cornhole.
Jenga.
The giant Jenga?
Yeah.
I have a giant Jenga in my garage. I mean, just a bizarre thing. In fact, my husband, when we moved, there was this box, and he said, "You'll never guess what's in this box." And I'm like, and I'm looking at it, and I open it up, and it's planks of wood. And I'm like, "What? I don't know what this is. What is this?" And he finally tells me, he goes, "It was the giant Jenga thing." And I'm like, "Oh, I forgot we even had that."
Everyone loves that game, though.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah. So. We played those games. We had drinks. Our chef came up with lots of little snacky foods for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really good time.
And so June, will it be indoors, I'm assuming?
Oh, yes.
It's a little getting a wee bit warmer.
Now on, everything's going to be inside.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's getting way too hot.
It's getting way too hot already. I know.
If you want me to show up, it's going to be on the inside.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. You want me to show up?
Yeah. So.
And so. Tell me more about, just in general, how long have you been at Emerald Springs?
So I'm coming up on 1 year at Emerald Springs.
Okay.
Although I've done sales and marketing for many years, I've only been with Emerald Springs for about a year.
Similar organizations before this?
Yes. I've done nothing but assisted living and healthcare my entire adult life.
Okay. What made you get into it?
You know, I don't really know. I started doing it when I was like 18, and then I just fell in love with it, and there's nothing else I'd ever do. So I don't know. I really don't know how I started doing it. Just everyone always asks. But I started as a caregiver, right? So.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, I started as a caregiver and worked my way up to managing like little 10-bed homes to being like an assistant director of a facility, and then went into sales and marketing after that. So I've been doing sales and marketing for about 6 years now.
Do you think that being a caregiver and going that route gives you a greater understanding of what everything that's offered?
Yeah, because that's how I know what we offer, right? I used to do the hands-on care. I know what we can provide and what we can't provide. And I know what the state allows us to do and doesn't allow us to do. But I also know that like it helps me in my role now because I remember being a caregiver.
Right.
So I really appreciate all the hard work that they do.
And just so that everybody is aware, Russ has found his keys.
I feel good about it.
You know what? Great. Life is too short to be taken seriously. You know, if there's anything, you know, I'm sure the seniors think the same way.
That's very like true.
It's time for them to enjoy life.
Yes. And they are always trying to have fun and have a good time. And it's... And you can feel that when you walk into our community. You can feel that it's like a happy, bubbly place to be at.
Go ahead.
It is, but it takes the whole staff. That's the staff thing. Yes. Because, you know, everyone that's cooking or anything else, it's the whole thing. And I haven't been in Emerald Springs in a few years, but that was always the key. It's got to be like Disneyland to them. Like everyone is a customer and everyone is
is
treated as such.
I have a super important question. So how's the food?
Oh, it's great. We eat there every day. Like we don't go off campus to eat. Like we eat right there at work. Mm-hmm. We eat everything the residents eat.
Okay.
Our food is good.
So what are you having for lunch today?
You know, I don't know actually.
Okay, what did you have for lunch yesterday? Chef,
yesterday. You know. I had the chicken. Okay. It was really good with the potatoes and a roll. It was delicious. Our menu changes every day. So, and then if you don't like what's on the main courses, we have like a a la carte menu that you can order things off of, like quesadillas.
There's going to be a lot of specialty too. Keep in mind, the clientele is going to have some special stuff based on doctor's request of like no salt or extra salt. I don't know what all they do, but
I don't think anyone requests extra salt. But
salt. Yeah. There we go. Yeah,
but we do have no salt diets.
But
yes.
there's a lot of dietary concerns.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah,
they have to.
I'm curious because things have changed so much in you know, because same thing. You're thinking like old folks' home or whatever, where it was more. Institutional food.
That's all it was. Institutional housing.
Well, exactly.
No, there's nothing institutional about. No.
And so I want to know how the food. You know, that's important.
I don't
to
even
me.
Think those.
Okay. That's important to just about everyone who walks through our door.
I don't even think those institutional housings exist anymore. Probably.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
There's some.
Well, I mean, here in Yuma, no.
Not here.
No. No. But. Other places, maybe.
I'd say where I grew up, they still are, and there's still some.
And we're a heck of a retirement community anyway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot more people that didn't grow up here that end up here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's always nice. And all the kids come back, too.
We do. We always come back. We always come back.
So a strange question, because one of the things that my parents are very concerned about is what if a grandkid wants to spend the night?
They can.
They can.
Yeah, it's your apartment. So okay. You,
not
it's just
in,
like it used to be.
Not in the mental, I mean the memory
side. Well, no, I don't mean like the memory care, but I mean like in the independent side, you know, let's say they've got a grandkid that, you know, it's spring break and they want to come spend a couple nights with grandma and grandpa.
Yes, they're more than welcome.
Yeah, it's not a 55 plus place.
Even the 55 plus places allow the grandkids to spend
do
the
they?
Night.
Do they go there?
Oh, yeah.
It's your own apartment, so you can have visitors. Will. You can have guests. We actually have guest rooms as well.
Really?
So if your whole family
So I can come stay there?
Well, yeah, would you like to? You want a trial stay?
Will they help me find my keys in the morning?
They will. There's a little button. You just push it, and someone's going to come up to your apartment,
and
they're going to help you look.
You always keep rooms aside for, like, hotel-type stuff?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. We have several rooms that we use for guest rooms or respite rooms, and the families are more than welcome to come and stay. Yeah.
I'm like, I just had no idea. I'm just, like, I'm enthralled now. Mark, you've been holding out on me. You didn't tell me all this stuff at our ambassador meetings.
See?
So
he says he can't give all the secrets away.
So if I talk to my dad into visiting, which isn't going to happen, he could stay at the there to see if it would be something that he could be acclimated to.
Yes.
Would you
I love to offer trial stays.
Would you let him clean the pool?
Does he want to clean the pool?
He likes to clean the pool.
He can clean the pool. He can clean the pool.
You need a pool guy.
We really believe in letting the residents do things that still bring them joy. So if bringing you joy is cleaning the pool.
Gardening?
Then, yeah, I could go do
gardening.
It.
Gardening is probably common, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we have a lot of little chickens that run around our property.
Chickens.
Yeah.
So we can go collect the eggs.
Well, I don't know if they leave the eggs there or where they leave the eggs, but the residents love to
feed them.
Are
they intentional? The chickens, or they just showed up one day?
They just showed up one day. I think they come from, like, the neighbors.
Yeah. They're probably happy you feed them.
Yeah, the residents love to feed them.
Yeah.
And they have their little babies follow them around, and they feed them, too. It's
chickens.
It's a whole thing. Oh, we have peacocks, too.
Oh, really?
They're, again, not ours, but they show up there.
They're just loud, obnoxious little things.
But they are so cute.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
you put them on the cute list.
They are. Don't you like their little tails?
I used to think so.
Those are big tails.
Maybe.
My opinion,
but they're
cute. Maybe until I heard them.
Unless it's a
female. Hey, you're out of time. You got
to
go.
Okay, well, don't forget, Thursday, May 5th from 4 to 6 p.m., Emerald Springs. Do we need to pre-register? Can we just go?
Please RSVP.
Okay, to where?
The preceding show.
You can either RSVP to 928-329-7707, or you can actually reach Mark at 928-600-8908.
Say goodbye.
Well, thank you so much.
Their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU El Dorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are...